last league game of the season, Friday night, but the main focus of attention will be Monday night's playoff winner.
Yeah, yeah, the sole point, and you know, of course, we will prepare for Derry and, you know, go and try and get something out of it. But without doubt, our focus is Monday. Jeremy, there's no point in pretending anything different, or else I'd be telling you lies about it, that would you?
Yeah, and the hope was possibly among Harps supporters that Derry would have got the point they needed against St Pat's the other night to secure this European place. Now they have to go get a result against Harps.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's their, if you like, their prerogative. For us, our prerogative is Monday, and I know that sounds, you know, fairly blunt about it, but we've got to have people fit and ready, with a lot of people carrying injuries and knocks, some more long term than others. And while we will prepare for Derry, and you know, we watch them on Tuesday, we watch them, and I was in Sligo and watched them in the showgrounds on Saturday, all of that. But given that, there's a couple of players carrying knocks that Friday is too soon, and there's no way we can risk them on Friday, Jim.
Yeah, and when you have injury problems at such a crucial stage of the season, Ollie, it just shows the importance of having a squad and having players that can come in and do a job for you.
Yeah, the one advantage for us is that we don't have any world beaters by any means, and we don't have any players that aren't on the radar. It's a very similar group between 1 to 18 or even 1 to 20. And sometimes that comes into play and it's to your advantage. Sometimes it isn't. You could do with one or two world beaters and maybe the rest, but that'll give the lads a chance tomorrow night. And, you know, they're going into a hugely difficult place to go. We went in there with a full team way back, whenever it was, in the second phase of games, and got hammered 4-0 in there. But we have to, yeah, we'll go and make it as difficult as we can. However, there's no point in mixing my words that, you know, Monday is more important to us.
Yeah, and still no real idea on who the opposition is going to be in the playoffs. You did suggest last week that Cabin Teely would be certainly able to put it up to Drogheda, and that's exactly the way it's turning out.
Absolutely, yeah. Either of them are going to cause us serious bother, and we'll have a look at them tomorrow night and see who gets through that. Both of them, this will go to the wire, us playing well on Monday and Friday. If we don't play well, it won't get to that. This could go to extra time and penalties with us going well. And we're very aware of the difficulty of the playoff, especially going into through the medium of being second bottom in the Premier Division as opposed to second top in the First Division as we were last year.
Yeah, and one game on a Monday, the second leg then on a Friday, Ollie. So it's going to be two big, big games over a very short space of time.
Yeah, and then you throw tomorrow night's game in the Brandywell, which is tough again. So that's why, you know, there's some lads that kind of play three matches in 7 days. They're carrying injuries. Now, we have a lot of injuries, unfortunately, that may keep lads out of all three games, not just tomorrow night, to put it that way to you. But we will do well to get out of this come Friday week.
Yeah, and emerged this week as well that your goalkeeper Kieran Gallagher got some bad news, Ollie. This time last year, I think he suffered injury as well ahead of the playoffs. It just hasn't been going his way.
Yeah, he's had a tough year. They're like, he had a great year last year until the playoffs, where he got injured against Drogheda in the semi final of the playoffs, as you call it. Unfortunately, he broke down again on Monday night of training, and his season's over. And tough going for him, without doubt. And you know, we're very disappointed, but we look after him and we'll get him right and get his knee sorted. He's a scan tomorrow, and please God, we'll get him recovered that type of way. But it's been tough since Dundalk, where he took a serious blow up there and dislocated his shoulder, but that's part of it, and there's no better lad to deal with that and get back in.